Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Hey, I'm not dead. I don't know what happened, but I want to thank people on Facebook that, you know, were telling me what to do in case they thought I was dehydrated or something, which I probably was, but I just went out once today, and I've been drinking Gatorade and laying low, so I feel a little bit better, and I thank everyone for the concern. So, it is, like, still not, the clouds just opened up, thank God. Maybe it'll take some of the humidity out of the air, but it's been, like, 96 for, like, 3 days. My voice is fucked up because of the heat, or maybe I'm near death, I don't know, but if I am, it's been fun, but what can I say? But really weird week, and something that just happened. Todd and I were speaking before the broadcast, and there's something he'd like to get off his chest for a couple minutes. So if you want to vent on that, you know, situation.
That's not too much of a vent. It's basically I'm frustrated because Obama did a press conference today, and he took it upon himself at that point to kind of jump into the thing about Trayvon Martin. You know, in a few months, unfortunately, this will be, no one will be talking about it at all. But, you know, I just felt like
somebody else will kill somebody.
Well, exactly. But my thing is, I got frustrated with him because he's the president of the United States of America. He's Georgia's president. He's Trayvon's president. It was a tragedy that happened between two people that apparently were both behaving badly. We weren't there. None of us were there. Some poor guy named Juan was on CNN who, you know, his name's Juan. He's a Hispanic guy. He owned a store that was looted in Oakland, California. People were ripping TVs out of his store. What does that have to do with Florida? Why didn't the president address that? Why didn't he say, you know, I'm disgusted by people acting out in this manner, instead of trying to make it a race issue? He started commenting about race relations and race this and how, you know, he hopes that white people will start soul searching. First of all, George Zimmerman, even though he has the last name Zimmerman, wasn't a white guy. I believe he was a Mexican guy. Other than that, it's not about race.
He was Puerto Rican Jewish, I think, so
okay.
He was a Puerto Jew.
Okay, well, see, my point is it still shouldn't have been brought down to race. Also, that doesn't excuse people who are black from looting and destroying property and stealing things in the name of justice, which makes no sense, in California when this thing happened clear in Florida on the other side of the world. So I got frustrated by it. I'm frustrated by people who constantly play the race card as a way to abolish themselves of bad behavior. I try to live my life in a colorblind way, and it becomes increasingly difficult when people keep reminding us in the government and in society that we're all different. Isn't it better if we start promoting that we're all the same and that we can get along as people? It would be much nicer if our president would come out and say that instead of coming out and being so one-sided, which I felt was very disturbing. That's just all I had to say about it, but it was just it was frustrating.
No, I understand where you're coming from, and the whole thing is, I don't think it was, you know, I don't think, it may have been partially racially motivated, but no, like you said, there's nobody left to tell the tale except, you know, one party, and you're only going to get his side of the story. But I don't know if I said this last week, but I'll say it again. I think Zimmerman was looking for a problem. I think he found a problem when somebody, you know, wouldn't back away or kowtow to him or whatever, or, you know, stood their ground, maybe, when they were approached. Don't know whether that kid lived around there or not. Don't know what he was doing. All I know is I think, you know, Zimmerman thought who he was in the situation, pushed the envelope. According to records, he called the police on 40-something other occasions about shadowing suspects for them or suspicious characters.
He could have been.
For confrontation. And when he got it and the guy got the upper hand, he killed him. You know?
And that's the weird
Some
thing about
people
it.
Have chips on their shoulders. You know, I think a lot of people were saying about this stand your ground law. It's fucking bullshit because basically I could be walking down this block. Now, I don't really know anybody on this block, even though I've lived here 2 years, but such is the neighborhood, you know, so I don't care. But somebody could confront me and start giving me fucking shit, and of course I'm not going to back away, and I could wind up getting shot.
Well, I think it'd be a little different, though, Pete, because if there had been like 82 or 84 break-ins in the last 6 months or year, And someone just walked up to you and said, hey, man, and you're walking between houses and doing all this weird stuff. And someone just said, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, you wouldn't be like instantly, you wouldn't have that attitude like, I don't owe you anything. You owe me everything. And you would have all this weird attitude. You would probably say, hey, man, I'm just heading over to my buddy Ken's house. You wouldn't just be like a douche. You know what I mean? It's just it would have it would help if there would have been more communication, I think.
I know. Well, you know what it is, too. I hate to say it, boys and girls, but some of you kids dress up like, you know, you're scary to people. You're scary to even me because, if you know, one kid dressed like you on a fucking corner, it ain't going to bother me. Five, I'm going to have to seriously think about walking around you people because too much bullshit goes on. And, you know, I really don't see what's so cool about wearing, you know, pulling your fucking underwear up over your belt or whatever the fuck anybody does, white kids included, all these fucking assholes. I see a pack of people like that. I want to steer clear of, you know. I don't need a fucking problem. And some people are looking for problems, unfortunately. So, you know, I was talking to somebody before, my buddy Dave Young, about some of this shit. And, you know, think back. Now, you could probably pull up, do research on this, which I'm not going to do. I'm just going to make a fucking blanket statement here. You go back before the internet. Go back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, before the internet. Look at prison populations and look at incidents of like what we had in Boston, Connecticut, Colorado, Columbine. You look back at that and it was never any shit like this going on. And if there was, it was a very minor fucking situation. Not to the extent where you have people doing this today. And the reason you have all these fucking whack jobs and fucking displaced, mentally disturbed people out there is they can learn everything they need to know about creating mayhem and murder on the internet. And that's where all this shit comes from. There's a whole back trail of this crap. You didn't have... Look at your prison populations probably back in the 50s, 60s. You know, compare them to... We have one prison that's probably still around, I don't even... You know, what's still functioning? I don't go to prison that much. San Quentin, maybe? Compare the population of San Quentin back in 50s and 60s to it now. Mushroomed. Because people learn how to fucking commit crimes from the goddamn internet. Look at the two asshole sons of Saddam Hussein. All their implements of torture and shit were found on the internet. A plastic shredder they drop people in. That's where all this shit comes from. You didn't have this information, you know, back then. You had to buy, you know, God forbid anybody picked up a book, and people are still fucking dissing books today. I'd rather actually read a book right now than watch a fucking crappy movie. But my point is, you didn't have this shit, you know, until the internet was, you know, came about. And it's just fucking, you know, it just shows how fucked up people are and how more fucked up they're going to get. You know, you had a picture of this piece of shit Boston Bobber on the cover of Rolling Stone, all poofed up and conferred and shit, and their excuse is, well, that's our audience demographic, 20-year-olds. 20-year-old what? Bombers, murderers, serial killers, psychopaths? That's your fucking audience? Rolling Stone, a magazine that hasn't been relevant since it was in fucking newspaper print back in the fucking 60s, when it was part of a group of underground, quote, newspapers like Screw, the East Village Other, the Aquarian, things like that. Oh, it survived and went mainstream and sucks corporate cock. But yeah, then some cop post pictures of this kid all bloody and fucking shot up and shit, and he loses his job over it. That's the true face of terrorism. Not what you fucking pieces of shit put on the fucking cover of that magazine. Like I said, you ain't been relevant to me and a lot of other people since back in newspaper print. And even then you were all that. I think I used to have personal porn ads in the back I used to read. But, yeah, really. Seriously. So, yeah. You know, unfortunately, this society, for whatever it is, it you know, idolizes fucking killers. And that just shows how far down the fucking food chain we sunk as fucking people. Because, you know, people should be trying to better themselves, not trying to be stupider. And some people wear stupidity as a fucking badge of ignorance. And unfortunately, I'm running into a lot of that lately. And, you know, after this fucking heat shit in this today, I got to admit, I'm getting up there. It's like... this shit never used to bother me. You know, I was out in it and all this shit, even, you know, working at Liquidators. But, you know, we're fucking 10 years down the road now. And, like, I got to say, it's fucking getting rougher. But, you know, something, people want to play the intimidation games and all this other crap that goes on. Like, there was a bunch of stuff going on the internet about conventions, about this guy with blood on the beach, how he screwed a whole bunch of people. Someplace in Sacramento, I heard they left Sid holding the bag and a bunch of other people holding the bag. So a lot of scams and ripoffs are occurring with these fucking cons, and that's exactly what they are, becoming cons. And we've had a lot of very, you know, intelligent discussion on the Facebook page of conventions. And some people are saying, well, you're not letting a lot of people on. Like, I'm trying to screen people because we had a lot of scumbags in there, too, and I had to weed them out. Moles, troublemakers, psychopaths. So, yeah, this is, you know, I basically created the page for, you know, to bitch about conventions. Hence the title, Conventions, because a lot of these conventions are cons, plain and simple. I mean, there's a good one going on as we speak, Monster Bash down in, it's Mars, Pennsylvania. They got a lot, you know, it's more of a nostalgia thing for, you know, the older horror fans with the Universal and the AIP stuff and all the black and white stuff. But I'm going to try to get down there tomorrow if I can manage it, if I don't feel too bad. But yeah, it's a tightly run little show, and I've always wanted to go down there. Now that I live up here, I figured, hey, what the fuck, you know? So meet some old friends down there, too. And another thing that popped up on the beloved internet was something about one of the Rondo Awards was given to, I don't know the whole deal with this chick, her name's Spider Baby Leanne, or Leanne the Spider Baby or something. Do you know her at all?
I know her, yeah.
Well, what's the skinny on her?
She's always been cool to me. I've never had a problem with her.
Well, I guess she's according to, you know, what people were saying is she's Tarantino's squeeze, and she basically won a Rondo Award, and it wound up that she plagiarized somebody.
Huh.
So, no offense, but does ingesting QT's toxic semen make you plagiarize? You know, what is this? You hang out with him and you learn the wrong fucking things to do, and okay, she's a friend of yours, fine. But I can be a dick at times, so I'm going to be a dick right now. Just because you hang out with a thief doesn't mean you have to become one. And let's be fucking honest. He and I had an original fucking thought in his head. Jackie Brown was an Elmore Leonard novel. You know, we can go down the whole fucking list of fucking ripoffs and, you know, out-and-out thievery, which he now admits to. So, honey, I don't know why you want to hook up with a bobblehead like him, but that's your choice. But, you know, to rip off another fucking artist's work and pass it off as your own, that's fucking bullshit. Complete bullshit. So, I don't understand why people, you know, idolize these fucking morons that don't have any fucking talent. And, you know, I'm just going by what I read. It really bothers me. And, you know, if I read it one place, I'd say, okay, maybe it's bullshit, but it was all over the place. Which makes the Rondo Awards look like fucking shit, too, but I don't even, you know, care. So, yeah, it's pretty much bullshit.
I've never even understood what the hell the Rondo Awards were for anyway.
Some kind of horror awards. You know, I guess I guess the award is a bust of Rondo Hatton, I would think, or something. Hence the Rondo Awards.
Yeah, but for God's sakes, they nominated De La Morte's Dungeon for a Rondo Award. So how good could it be?
How do you know they did or I'm not. Don't forget me. I'm not defending them because I don't even really give a shit. But how do you know Rob didn't make that up like he made up every other aspect of his life?
Could have happened, I guess. Could have happened.
You never did. You actually read it in print?
Yeah, I thought I saw it somewhere about it, that it was nominated, and I went, wow, that makes no sense. But, yeah.
Well, then again, he might have went down, you know, and, you know, blew somebody. He's not above that. I mean, you know, he beat up his girlfriend. That tells me, you know, repressed, latent, self-loathing, closeted homosexual. So,
well, there you go.
Who cares? Plus, he got on somebody else's network. They told me his real name, and he says he knows who you are, and I says, who the fuck is this guy? And I said, well, I think he used to be Rob De La Morte. I go, and you fucking booked him on your network? You're out of your fucking mind.
It's true.
The fuck that up, though. I thought he wanted to get out of the business. Well, these guys want to get out of the business.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get out of the business, and you people blow me to come back, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. God, you know, I'll be fucking dead. And you'll be, like, propping me up and videotaping me like I'm talking.
I will. I'll take you around to conventions and charge $55 for an autograph.
You know, that would be an apropos ending to my career, just be carted around a mummified, you know, my mummified corpse being brought from the convention to convention, you know, where the fans can, you know, chip off a little memento and you can put a seal of authenticity on it, you know? You know? But get a lot of money for my cock, though, you know? You know, it'd probably be shriveled up to the size of a fucking peanut, but, you know. And make sure a chick buys it. No, even better yet, don't sell it. Just throw it in the punch when nobody's looking.
That'll be good.
You know, because then it'll just fill up and expand into its, you know, pre-death huge size, you know? So, yeah. Fuck that. And another thing, too, is everybody was going, you know, they're screaming about the guns again. Didn't they give him back his fucking gun or giving him back his gun, George?
I don't know.
That was up somewhere. They're going to give him. Well, I don't know what the deal was with that. But I thought if a firearm was used in a death, you had to destroy. Maybe it's a superstition. I don't know. Don't know. But I know one thing. The flea market I go to, they have it's a fairground, and they had a gun show this weekend. And I figured, let me get up there early because the gun show opens at 9 o'clock, so I can get to the flea market and find a place to park. Well, I got up there 8 o'clock in the fucking line to get in the gun show. You'd think there was a rock concert going on. Holy fucking shit. So, yeah, that was impressive that, you know, at that time of the fucking morning, there was enough people out there waiting to buy firearms. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I since I moved up here, I've become a gun owner. And, no, I'm not a self-filleting gun owner. Actually, I own small caliber guns because I hear they hurt more when they hit you. How's that for being a sadistic prick? No, I figure I'm within my rights to protect my life and my property, and I have, you know, registered firearms. They're legally purchased firearms, and I do advocate gun control. And in my estimation, my idea of gun control is be able to hit what you're shooting at. Yeah. Being able to hit your target, not spraying bullets willy everywhere. Center in on it, one shot, and it's down. That's all. That's gun control. Know what you're doing. I don't have a gun to symbolize my big penis. My big penis stands on its own. Sometimes without even me being here. But no, it's not a question of anything. It's a question of defending my property, and the only reason I have them was because everybody else was buying the fucking things, and I'm like, well, fuck. I got to protect myself from these douchebags. So there.
That's funny.
So yeah, life is good in Ohio. You have the best of both worlds. You can buy firearms. You can buy prohibited reptiles. We have, you know, of course, our you know, human trafficking is renowned throughout the area. So that should be the new license plate, number one in human trafficking. Sick as that sounds, but this seems to be like the fucking hub for it, according to what, you know, I read. I mean, where else could you keep three girls in a basement for how many fucking years and nobody notices anything?
That's pretty weird.
I know. And then he's pleading not guilty on like 50-something charges, including rape and murder. Dude, they're going to, you know, if you're doing I don't know why they take people like that in. Just, you know, nobody's looking, put one through his head. That's all. Really? I mean, if you know, if they're that fucking guilty, the minute you pick them up, I mean, how much more proof did you need? Three girls come charging out of this fat, fucking, scuzzy, slimy bastard's house, and they point them out. It's like, well, gee, that sort of just erase any doubt in my mind. Bang, you're fucking dead. Case closed. Toss the cocksucker in his garage and close the door. Call it a day. Sell the property as is. Yeah. Really? I mean, you know, how much more proof do you need? I mean, you catch a guy standing over someone with a fucking knife in their hand, and this guy has 9 fucking slashes in his chest, and this guy's covered with blood. How much fucking proof would you need, you know? we got to have a trial. It'll be 9 months. Everybody will forget, and we'll just blur the facts, and what the fuck, you know? I mean, you know, case in point is the Zimmerman thing. How long did that take to get the trial? A year?
A while.
Yeah, I almost forgot about it.
We tried to.
But in the meantime, what's Kim Jong, whatever the fuck his name, Snappy Samurai Fong Dong in Korea been doing? You don't fucking hear anything about that little fucking fruit stand vendor now, do you? What happened with the missiles pointed at us and we got a nuke and shit? Oh, no. Two assholes killing each other are more important than a fucking gook with a nuke, you know? The fuck? Where are the priorities anymore, you know? And then all of a sudden, what happened to the fucking guy who stole all the secrets? It's hiding out in the fucking Moscow airport. They can't go home and shit because they revoked his passport. Yet every fucking country in South America said they'd take these guys. What, does everybody fucking hate us? God.
I think so.
Yeah, really. You know, it's like, God, I'm happy I'm close to death. Who the fuck wants to deal with this shit on a daily basis anymore? Every day it's the fucking dingbat board here, you know? God, maybe that was God telling me not to go the fuck outside anymore with this heat shit, you know? Maybe that's why I could die after this broadcast. Is my voice fading? Seeing dead relatives. What's going on? I don't know. Oh, my God. My dog has wings, but it's my old dog. Yeah. I'm fading, boys and girls. Uncle Pete's bought the farm. Now he'll be at conventions signing for $40 a piece.
55.
His formerly worthless signature is now worth a fortune.
Hold on, I gotta find you a fanboy to be your agent.
Yeah, like who?
I don't know, we'll have to dig around and find some fanboy that's basically doing nothing, but then they can sponge off your dead corpse like poor George Romero.
Oh, yeah. God forbid that happens, but that's probably what would happen, you know? Oh, he's not dead. He can sign as, you know, the guy under the table moves his arm and shit, you know? Yeah. Oh, no. Nobody shit their pants. Why are you saying that? You know, no. Fine. Piss me the Febreze, Bob. Shh. God. We got to get him up to his room and clean him up. Can't get away with this another day. Got to hit him with pine salt, too, you know? I know I'm brutal, but what the fuck? Somebody's got to say this shit. I mean, you know, what's going on to me is wrong in a lot of, you know, ways, shapes, and forms. And it's just making it shittier and shittier to be a horror fan. And I sit home in the afternoon and read westerns. That's how bored I am. I don't even want to be scared anymore. You know, people have pissed me off to the point where I want to read about characters being built up that I fucking despise and see them get shot midway through the fucking book, you know? That's what my life's become, you know. I don't know, dude. It's just getting worse and worse, and you're out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I know.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, they say that they say there was some map of disaster on the internet I looked at, and you know, as bad as I'm fucked, you're even worse. You ain't got a prayer.
I know. It's awful.
You'll just open the door, and there'll be flames licking around Armageddon. You're just fucked. At least I'll have. At least I'll have some kind of clue to get fucking drunk and stoned before it hits me, you know? I'll just sit on the back by my pond and, you know, go out with the frogs.
I'm toasted over here.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is I didn't realize what I was doing out and back when I dug that thing out and actually made it a pond. I've created this completely interesting ecosystem where, you know, I put those fish and frogs and, you know, tadpoles there last year, and, like, it was 8 frogs last year and only 2 showed up this year. And they were fucking, I heard them, you know. It was obvious. Loud for little bastards. And now all of a sudden I got like 15 fucking frogs out there.
Good.
And dragonflies now, too. All of a sudden dragonflies are nesting there.
That's what you want.
I always wanted my own swamp and now I got it. Fuck, you know.
You sure do.
I'm almost thinking of expanding it. Fuck, make the whole backyard a fucking swamp and put in alligators. Charge people to walk by my house. Be interesting. Yeah, we've slipped that far. See, yeah, that heat must be getting to me. God, I'm talking about putting alligators in my backyard. Holy shit.
I might as well. I think our buddy Jim Van Bever has alligators in his backyard.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You know he moved to Florida, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. He's got to be fucking insane to be down there, too. You know, but I don't know. It looks like all the crazy people go to Florida.
Maybe that's why I want to go.
Was he taking care of his mom, isn't he?
I think so, actually.
Yeah.
He's doing the right thing.
Yeah, as long as he's, you know, being straight with himself, that's all. Yeah.
And he's working on new movies.
Yeah, something about Gator Eyes or Gator Girl or something.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it, man.
He should make a film about, you know, an alligator girl, that her pussy is like an alligator mouth, you know. She looks normal on the outside, but when you get her aroused, the alligator mouth.
Man, which
out.
One of those movies was that, dude? It's in an Asian movie. They have that. Is it Tokyo Gore Police or something? Has that?
One of those.
No, but I remember. That Grimm's Prairie Tales. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
That was fucking almost the same thing.
I like that movie.
Well, Mausoleum had the killer tits.
I love that.
Yeah, the little demon head fucking tits.
Barbie Breezy.
Yeah, Lady Terminator had the chick with the fucking snake in her pussy.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't there something out of Japan where these chicks were like shooting death rays and spider webs out of their pussies too?
I think so, yeah.
I swear, somebody had that fucking thing. I never saw it, but I always wanted to. You know, it just wouldn't make my life complete if I missed shit like that.
I think I have that somewhere. It's like Robotrix or something like that.
I don't know. There was one with some samurai guy putting frogs and salamanders inside some chick.
Oh, that was Lewd Lizard. Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah. Lewd Lizard, you know the names these fucking things.
Scary, but true, yes.
I never knew they had fucking names. They were all in Japanese. Yeah.
Those are cool shit.
Oh, what was the other one with the other one? The one chick that shot like a fucking school of minnows out of her ass or something?
Yeah, I can't remember that one.
What was that? School of Lust?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, God. How'd we get off on this fucking topic?
I don't know, but it's awesomely scary.
I know. It's almost like Annie Sprinkle with her rainbow showers. You don't want to know what that is.
Probably not.
You know, trust me.
Because it scares me, you know.
It is. She's scary. Yep. Oh, yeah. Nothing like exchanging every bodily fluid you can with somebody, you know.
Oh, Annie.
Yep. She'd be great at Wasteland, though.
I bet she would, dude.
Yeah. What the hell? Well, Seeker's coming back, so she'll be in October. Yeah, October, Seeker's going to be there.
That's awesome.
Well, she's got a book out, so I guess because she called up and wanted to come back, and he really didn't. I don't know what the fuck we were going to do, but you know, she wanted to come out, and he just said, "Okay, fine." So I said, "All right, I'll do a panel then. Fuck it, I would do a panel." I had my head down when I said that. I'll come up with something. She seemed all right. She's, you know, fucking get her, half shit faced before I get up there. It'll work. Even if I didn't have anything, I will have something when I'm done. So. That's all.
That's really cool, though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know. You coming out to this one, or is Griff coming out? Anybody coming out?
I don't know. If I can get someone to come with me, I'll try to get out there.
Griff said he was going to come.
I don't know. He's having some real health problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah, poor Griff.
He called me this morning. He didn't say nothing.
Yeah, he's having some health problems. He probably just doesn't want no one to know.
Oh, then why are we talking on the air?
That's right. I just blew it out, didn't I?
Yeah. Duh.
Good job, Todd.
Yeah, good job. Kick his ass. You're closer. Really? Oh, God. Looks like we're almost out of time, too.
We are.
Yeah. That was fun, and hopefully I'll survive the night, and hopefully I'll be at Monster Bash tomorrow if I don't feel a little better. So, till next week, stay sick, stay safe, and we'll catch you then. Ba 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 loo ba ba la bam boom.
Yep.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.